speaking of contest here at FM Talk 106.5, today, big day, Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway. We've been working throughout the summer to get the weekly winners. We've been awarding $50 gift certificates and prizes to those people, and it leads up to the grand prize, which is valued at nearly $5,500. And big thank you to our sponsors like the Cart Doctor and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Gray Gulf Charters, the Carrot Patch Old Time Feed, Gold Fingers, all putting together for this $5,500 prize package. And we will be drawing. I'm obsessed with that.
St. Louis?
Yeah, no, I'm with Michael Myers' character from SNL 15 years ago. We will be drawing for the winner, and we will be announcing that name, and you'll have a great hookup and a great summer from our sponsors and FM Talk 106.5. So that'll be happening during the midday show. We'll talk about that more coming up. Right now, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, friend. Happy Thursday morning. Do want to read you this quick tweet from @RealDonaldTrump. And it goes like this. Really big jobs meeting today at the White House, 3 p.m. Just want to,
duly noted.
Okay, so, of course, Tuesday was a big day for all of us who voted. Large voter turnout during Tuesday's primary runoff.
What?
Not so much.
Yeah, not really.
But there are several black belt counties that are bringing up the for Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill's office. They're going to investigate the possibility of voter fraud in Wilcox and Perry counties. So the review comes after a strange high number of absentee ballots were returned in the two rural communities. These are counties, of course. Merrill says that he's looking into prospects of absentee broker operations in which campaign workers or people with an unknown organization exchange gifts or cash for absentee ballots. Cue my music.
I gotta get back. All right.
Okay. So Perry County, in particular, is raising the most concern with our Secretary of State after he said that one of the election observers were threatened with arrest on Tuesday. See, this isn't something to play around with. I mean, you're supposed to go vote and get a sticker. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's supposed to be the extent of the experience,
That's right.
Okay. So here's his quote. This is a situation where people are taking advantage of others. There's a crime if people are stealing voters and are paying people to vote in a certain way. That is obviously a crime. It's not something we are tolerating or accepting. Wow, this is something.
To think if this was a planned deal to do this, they didn't think that possibly it would stand out when you had such anemic turnout that there's most counties are. I think, for example, Baldwin County around here, 15.57%, Mobile right. County, 9%. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, even other counties that were pretty high were like 18 or 19%. And then you have counties that are 40%. I don't know. What stands out to you?
Oh.
Surprise.
Right. Because Perry County had 36.35%.
Yeah. Hmm.
And Wilcox, so it went 1 and 2. Wilcox had 44.41%.
That won't stand out.
But listen, though, when you match Perry next to Dallas, it's not that big of a deal. Dallas had 35.43. Just saying. All right, real quickly, just want to tell you this. This weekend is a big deal. It's that tax-free weekend when it comes to school supplies, all right? So, from 12:01 a.m. Friday until midnight Sunday, July 22nd, the state will waive its 4% sales tax on school-related supplies and clothing. This is a big deal. Clothing priced at $100 or less, that's included. School supplies valued at $50 or less per item. Books that cost $30 or less per book. Tablets, laptops, computers, and printers with a selling price of $750 or less. All of that is included. I'll tweet this out so that you can get your shop on and save some good money. Because these kids, oh, wow, they cost a lot. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, by the way, too, I walked into this discussion at my house yesterday. What? The no, swimsuits are not part of the... That's one of my children. She was negotiating. The mom, we could do extra swimsuits because it's sales tax. She said, that's not a school item. We're getting things that cover bodies up, honey.
You got that right.
There was a great question on the text line yesterday. If your school has an archery team, maybe a fishing team or golfing, do those count?
Right. And I don't have an answer for it, but I think it's the best question yet because if I can get a yes to it, we're going to have a big weekend, aren't we? Yeah. So, I mean, would those be school supplies? Because, you know, I mean, I think of Alma Bryant thinking about their archery program of great renown. The fishing teams here from the Eastern Shore in Mobile County that have that high school fishing teams. If you're doing that athletic, is that?
Here's what I'll do. I will tweet out the information straight from the state so you can do your own research, get your own answer, and have your own fun.
All right. Good deal. Good deal.
We work so well together.
I think so. 714 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A storm apparently washed a 40-foot sailboat up on the beach at Orange Beach on Monday. The boat owner tells News 5 he just stopped for a pit stop when the Orange Beach police called him.
I come in and I was getting low on supplies and I just wanted to kick back on the beach for a couple days. And I called my sister-in-law and she come and got me and I went home.
Owner Richard Durham of Bruton was planning to try to move the boat with a high tide Wednesday. Some improvements on the way for the Mobile Downtown Airport. The FAA has announced a $7 million grant to help pay for airport improvements. Brooklyn's longest runway is being rehabilitated and the other runways getting worked on too. Once the work is done, improvements to Brooklyn will go hand in hand with the potential plans to move Mobile Regional Airport out of West Mobile to the Brooklyn Aeroplex. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office needs help finding a man who robbed a Family Dollar store in Lillian. Investigators say the robbery happened last Friday when a man pointed a gun at a worker who tried to stop him. The suspect may be driving a white Chevy truck with a black tailgate and he may live in Escambia County, Florida. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, 716 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Now it's time for the sports report. Yesterday, day three of the SEC Media Days, Nick Saban and three Alabama players represented the Crimson Tide. And as expected, Saban was asked plenty about the current situation at starting quarterback. Who will start that season opener? Will it be established starter Jalen Hurts or upcoming sophomore and national championship hero Tua Tagovailoa?
It's still to be determined as to who's going to play quarterback for Alabama. So you can ask all the questions about it, but it's still to be determined. All right.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Saban also gave his thoughts on the SEC and NCAA. He said he likes the new red shirt rule that allows a player to play up to four games in a season while keeping that year of playing eligibility. He said he prefers scheduling home and home series to playing neutral site games, that he would like the SEC to move from an 8-game to 9-game conference schedule, and that Alabama currently has one of the best recruiting staffs in his tenure. And that's really saying something in the tenure of Nick Saban. Today, the final day of this year's SEC Media Days, the final three teams will get their chance to talk with the media. It all begins with the Auburn Tigers and Gus Malzahn at 8 a.m. Derek Mason and the Vanderbilt Commodores are up at 8:45. And then South Carolina, starting with head coach Will Muschamp at 10. ESPN's 2018 ESPY Awards aired last night. In my opinion, the most important award that ESPN gives out each year is the Jimmy V. Perseverance Award, and they award that to someone who is, in ESPN's words, a deserving member of the sporting world who has overcome great obstacles through perseverance and determination. This year, that award went to former Buffalo Bills quarterback and current Hall of Famer Jim Kelly, who's fought and is still fighting after three occurrences of oral cancer.
So I just urge anybody out there, if you have somebody out there suffering, it doesn't have to be cancer. It could be somebody not having a good day. It could be your mom, your dad. It could be your grandparents. What you say to them and the smile that you have on your face, that can be the difference in them making it the next day.
Right now, the 58-year-old continues to recover from surgery in March that removed oral cancer they discovered earlier this year, and they had to reconstruct his upper jaw. Best Male Athlete was awarded to Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin for bringing the Capitals their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. Olympic gold medal winning snowboarder Chloe Kim won Best Female Athlete. The 2017 World Series champion Houston Astros won Best Team, and Baker Mayfield won Best College Athlete after winning the Heisman Trophy in his senior season with the Oklahoma Sooners. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Chattanooga Lookouts 4-2 last night. It was the first in a 5-game homestand against the Lookouts, but Mobile has now lost 6 games in a row. They'll try to get back on the winning track tonight when they take on the Lookouts at the Hank for Thirsty Thursday. First pitch set for 6:35. Listen in to the next Mobile Morning Sports Report. We just might be giving away family four-pack and parking pass.
Clue.
In NFL news, 7-time Pro Bowl cornerback Darrelle Revis announced his retirement from the NFL after 11 years in the league. And in golf, the 147th Open Championship began early this morning at Carnoustie Golf Links in Scotland. Some have called the Carnoustie course the most difficult of all major courses, so golf fans should be in for a fun time watching the pros this weekend. Plenty of good storylines to follow. Defending champion Jordan Spieth is looking to pick up his first win since hoisting the claret jug this time last year. Tiger Woods playing the Open for the first time since 2015. The top-ranked player in the world, Dustin Johnson, is the favorite to win with 12-1 odds, followed closely by Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler, and Rory McIlroy. Right now, Kevin Kisner in the lead at 500 par. He's in the clubhouse. He already finished his 18 holes. 720 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Save up to 50% on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend only at the Mobile Civic Center. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region from 6 major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Over 50 spas will be on display and every floor model must go. Show admission is free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Mobile Civic Center. Visit thehottubshow.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Water's Extreme Journey joins the world of art and science to demonstrate the importance of water and how it connects to all of us. Through exploration, artistic expression, and action, you can realize the power each person has to make a difference. See for yourself at the Water's Extreme Journey exhibit at the Gulf Coast Explorium Science Center, 65 Government between Royal and Water Streets downtown. The exhibit is open through September 4th.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a good ride so far. Moffitt East, I-65 Service Road North. They do have the lights still in flash mode, so be careful there. But that ride from Daphne to Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway, it's good downtown. No problem. Sarah Land, Chickasaw, and Pritchard, a good ride in. You know, Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and just 1 mile on the left with great deals on all their used golf carts from Yamaha, gas or electric. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
I'll pull myself together, say it's 7:23, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finn.
Thank you, gentlemen. News from our courts as 19-year-old Isaiah Kelly has been denied youthful offender status based on a pattern of alleged gang behavior. As according to court records, if his name sounds familiar, once I read what has happened in the last few years, you'll understand why. So he is a suspect in a shooting in Trinity Gardens back in February. He made an appearance in circuit court on Wednesday. Alongside Kelly, two other people have also been charged with multiple counts of assault after injuring three members of the public during the shooting. He is also charged with, he being Isaiah Kelly, he's charged with a 2015 shooting, which happened during a carjacking, and a November 2017 shooting at a community center. So altogether, he is alleged to have injured seven people during those three situations. He was out on bond during the Trinity Garden shooting and will remain in prison until his next court appearance, which is his trial set for October the 29th. All right, on the flip side, you know, our children, they need things to do to keep themselves busy, out of trouble, and into maybe furthering their future careers. Mm-hmm. Saw this post this morning, wanted to give a shout out to Dumas Wesley Community Center. Here's their post. Where has the summer gone? School starts in 2 weeks. Call 251-479-0649 to register your child for our free after-school achievement program. Tutoring, hot meals, fun activities, and events Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. for children who live in the 36607 zip code. Okay? So I've given you two totally different stories to just so you to understand what's going on in our community. Again, 251-479-0649. I'll post that as well on at Kelly K2K Finley. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Tonight, another great event at Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. They keep you hydrated summer events. Right, helping you stay hydrated this summer, at least enjoy yourself when you do it. Their summer entertainment campaign, the event tonight was Samuel Adams Boston Beer Company. I do like the tasty Samuel Adams, and yes, they're doing their Jeopardy game tonight as well. Come out and see the Boston Beer Company, who's going to be back for the tasting for these Samuel Adams products, the Boston Lager, Summer Ale, Porch Rocker, New England IPA, their Angry Orchard Rose Cider, and their Truly Wild Berry Cocktail. And don't be surprised if she brings even more products out for tonight's sampling. By the way, that starts at 6. And just when you thought the Sam Adams tasting wasn't enough, Cottage Hill makes the evening even more fun with Beer Jeopardy. You taste free beers and test your beer knowledge. Plus, you could go home with fabulous prizes.
Show
them what they win.
Who is Samuel Adams?
That's right. you can get patriotic and taste beer at the same time. I like that. Keep up with all the Cottage Hill's tasting events and their new inventory at CottageHillPackage.com, or even better, like them on Facebook. Sam Adams and the Boston Beer Company tasting tonight at Cottage Hill Package, right there at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. And reminder, too, of course, the Havana Ray Lounge coming soon to downtown Midtown area, corner of Airport and Morgan. We'll talk more about that in the next couple weeks, because hopefully we can get by there and check out what's happening when they open the doors at Havana Rays. All right, if you're feeling tired today, Thursday's a tough day for me. Thursday, I really start feeling the week.
Really? Thursday.
Up. Like, I love Thursday. I like Thursday night, by the way, we don't have time. It's strangely my favorite night of the week, but Thursday morning's my tough toughest wake up.
Excuse you.
What? Thursday night?
Yeah.
It is my favorite because it's almost like the weekend, but you're not burning any weekend days.
Okay. So like it's like but it's not, the hardest day, too, but the best
morning
night.
Yes. So this transitional day. But it says, look at the story from Forbes said, here are things you could be doing to get more energy. You could be draining your energy right now by your behaviors, all right? They list this over at Forbes.com. Number one on their list, taking things personally. If you would let stuff roll off your back more, you might have more energy. Being offended and angry all the time is a huge waste of energy that can really take a toll on you. So there you go. I don't want to direct that towards anybody in particular.
Right now, there's a lot of head nodding going on, like,
Constant worrying. It's a hard one to fix, but you can do your best. You can try to worry less because the more you worry, the more energy it uses. It said if something is out of your hands, try not to fixate on it. You don't have control. Overthinking things. Now, this one may come home to roost here for me. Once you've thought through something enough, you thought it through, go ahead and make a decision and stop guessing yourself. Okay, so
I think my husband wrote this article about me.
Well, this one is probably my Achilles heel.
Which one?
The overthinking things, and FOBO is the new acronym for it, which is for fear of better options.
Oh.
Could be a big energy waster. Also on their list, gossiping and creating drama.
Those aren't my things.
Drama.
What about people pleaser? Is that on there too?
This last one, being too much of a people pleaser, being helpful is great, but when you do it too much, you never focus on yourself and you get exhausted.
Don't be helpful, Henrietta.
That's right. All right. So hopefully this helps you. We'll help you out here and we'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. State troopers across the Southeast are taking part in a speeding crackdown this week. Operation Southern Shield is targeting speeders in five states, including Alabama and Florida. It runs through Sunday. Speed killed more than 10,000 people in the U.S. in 2016.
Slow down. Enjoy the scenery. Enjoy the family. Enjoy the talks. Enjoy the stops along the way.
Operation Southern Shield runs through Sunday. Pensacola State College will be getting nearly $1.5 million from FEMA to help pay for damage done in flooding in the spring of 2014. FEMA has approved more than $1.4 million to reimburse Pensacola State College for repairs to buildings on the campus and to replace contents damaged during the spring 2014 severe storms and flooding. The cause of a house fire that destroyed two vintage cars is under investigation. The fire started around 3:40 Wednesday afternoon in a home on Highland Woods Drive, east in Mobile. Most of the damage is contained to a garage where two vintage Jaguars were destroyed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
An interview President Trump gave to Fox TV's Tucker Carlson is raising alarms among international observers after Carlson asked why his son should be sent to Montenegro to defend it from attack. President Trump's response.
I understand what you're saying. I've asked the same question.
Correspondent Nick Peyton Walsh reports fellow NATO member Montenegro is also concerned after facing two takeover attempts in the past 4 years.
Which they've blamed on Russian intelligence services. The most recent one in October 2016 involving a plot to potentially open fire on the prime minister at the time himself, take over government buildings.
As soon as August 1st, it will be legal to distribute blueprints for 3D guns that can be printed by computers. A recent Justice Department ruling settles a three-year-old lawsuit filed by 3D firearm advocate Defense Distributed, which will relaunch a website that hosts gun blueprints. Right now, Wall Street futures are down. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Shares of Papa John's climbed 7% on a report its controversial founder, John Schnatter, under fire for the use of a racial slur, held recent talks with Wendy's about a potential merger. Schnatter and Wendy's declined to comment. Schnatter's been facing backlash after a Forbes report last week said he used a racist term during a training session with a media agency. While Schnatter has acknowledged the slur, he said it was in the context of the exercise and he isn't a racist. American Express said its quarterly profit rose 21% as the credit card giant saw more customers spending on its namesake cards and a much lower tax rate, but it had to set aside more money to cover potential bad loans and saw its delinquency rate rise noticeably. That's a potential sign that some of American Express's customers, typically the most creditworthy in the industry, are struggling to pay their bills. Crude oil trading at $68.19 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to moderate losses. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great start across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort, you're checking in accident-free. And no accidents through Mobile now. They still have the lights in flash mode at Moffitt, the East I-65 Service Road North, but no major problems on the way in. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 to morning till noon in downtown Mobile Cathedral Square. Stop by to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. The thunderstorms were fairly numerous the last couple days. You said a little change coming to our forecast.
Yeah, that's for sure. We've got a weather front right now that's across central Alabama, and that's going to help us get some more thunderstorms today. Especially this afternoon, but we may see a few of those develop by 11 o'clock or so this morning. It's going to keep temperatures close to normal, about 90 degrees for this afternoon. Tonight, still some thunderstorms around through the evening, then tapering off, and we'll see a low tonight in the mid-70s. Now, tomorrow, that weather front will start moving back to the north, and high pressure will build over our area. And as a result, we should have mostly sunny skies for tomorrow. A few thunderstorms in the afternoon are possible, but warmer temperatures will be up around 95 degrees tomorrow with a heat index of, anywhere from 105 to 108. Oof. And then for the weekend, it's going to be hot, mostly sunny. Two afternoon thunderstorms Saturday, again, 95, a heat index getting on up around 107 to 108. And then on Sunday, same thing, mostly sunny. Just a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high in the mid-90s, and that'll also carry into Monday. So it looks like some really hot weather for the weekend.
All right, let's take a look here, because tonight the Liars Contest, and then tomorrow morning with the Cannon Shot, starts the 85th Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. And we're all heading out on the water, at least three or 4,000 of us heading out on the water over the next 3 days. Marine forecast, Dr. Bill, what are we looking at?
Yeah, Friday looks good for the opening. A north wind at only 5 to 10 knots in the morning, and then southwest in the afternoon. Seas will run with 1 to 2 feet, so really good for Friday. And Saturday looks okay. Westerly wind around 8 to 13 knots, and seas around 2 feet. However, Saturday night, winds and seas will start to pick up, and the reason for that is another cold front will be moving down into Alabama. It won't reach the coast, but as it moves into the central areas and high pressure is over the Gulf, the combination of the two will increase the winds out of the west. So Sunday, a westerly wind, 15 to 20 knots, and seas will build to 4 to 5 feet. So Friday and Saturday look good. Sunday, though, should start to get a bit rough.
Yeah, that's and so if people get they're doing their offshore fishing, probably better, obviously, on Friday, and kind of wrap it up, what, by, you thinking sunset or before that, that it starts getting rough on Saturday?
Most likely it'll be in the evening we'll start to notice the change. But I think most of the day, daytime on Saturday, seas will run around 2, maybe getting a little bit toward 3 feet as you head towards sunset.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching right now?
We're doing good so far. Quiet across the Gulf and the Caribbean. Atlantic looks all right, but there is a big tropical wave about to move off the African continent. If that holds together, we'll be watching that for a while.
All right.
As it heads basically in a westerly direction.
But we're still, I mean, we still have, you know, we're not even, maybe we're in the foothills of heading towards the peak of hurricane season, but we have another month, right?
Yeah, we're a long ways away yet because the peak of it is until the middle of September. So, yeah, we got a lot to go.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our marine forecast as well, because big deal with the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo rolling on as of tomorrow morning. But tonight, Liars Contest at the rodeo site on the island. One of the judges down there would love for y'all to come by and say hello. The FM Talk 106.5 mobile command units down there. We'll be hanging out there. We'll also be doing shows tomorrow and Saturday live from the rodeo site, so make sure to stop by and say hello. But yeah, Liars Contest tonight, plus live music tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, on Sunday, the party atmosphere going on at the rodeo site. And yes, I'm sorry. My apologies to everybody fishing, because it seems like the second I back my boat in the water down at Dolphin Island, it'll be nice and tranquil, slick, and the second the fiberglass on that boat gets wet, it'll be... It'll start blowing out of the west.
You're
at 25.
That guy.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my goodness. You're the party starter. Said no one ever.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, get your offshore stuff done if you don't want to bounce around too much Friday and early morning on Saturday. 7:40 coming right back.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
What started as a normal day ended in tragedy.
Our daughter Carmen died swimming near our dock when the water became energized. This was caused by ungrounded wiring and an outdoor switch box that was partially filled with water.
Before your loved ones go into the water, check your wiring, boxes, and outlets and make sure everything is in good working order. Also, test the water around your pier for electricity.
By doing so, you can have fun times on the water and possibly save a life.
A message from the Energy Institute of Alabama.
By the way, we need to do a show about that. There's been, maybe on the midday show, there's been some tragic deaths in our state from people getting electrocuted around docks. But it is a way more of a phenomenon around freshwater than it is saltwater. And we don't have time this morning to completely nerd out.
Do you see my eyes? Because I'm like, why?
Completely nerd out about the way electricity moves through a human body. But it is a way bigger issue in freshwater than it is saltwater. I tell you, we'll get,
that's news.
We'll get the scientist folks on here, and actually, better yet, my kind of people, get some electricians on here, and we'll talk about why it's a bigger danger in freshwater than saltwater. But we'll do that show coming up.
So wait a minute, you're going to keep people holding?
Yes,
they may go to the water this morning, and now they don't. They're afraid to go because they don't know what to do.
If they're too lazy to Google it, they can wait for me to do it on the show.
I am like that.
All right, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Happening in our nation's capital. Thank you, Sean. Senator Doug Jones says he's now working with Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, to craft a solution to proposed tariffs on imported automobiles, which they say could negatively impact U.S. jobs. Wednesday on the Senate floor, Senator Jones said, quote, "I realize that folks affected by these proposed tariffs are looking for a silver bullet to stop them dead in their tracks. Right now, the only silver bullet in this case is for the president to change his mind and recognize how many jobs are at risk because of these proposed impose tariffs. Until that happens, we're going to fight to protect what our states and our workers have earned. This, as some of the movers and shakers in the auto industry are right now in D.C. to lobby against the proposed tariffs, and at the very same time, the Commerce Department has 2 days of hearings scheduled on the tariff issue. You may recall back in May, President Donald Trump directed the Commerce Department to jumpstart their investigation into whether imported vehicles and auto parts constitutes a national security threat. So what's at stake, you ask? A 20 to 25% tariff on imported vehicles. And the past Senator Richard Shelby, of course now Senator Jones, and Governor Kay Ivey have made comments opposing these tariffs. So we'll keep our eyes posted, because if this happens, Governor Ivey says at least 4,000 jobs could be lost in the state of Alabama as a result. And new information about that inmate we told you who died, a Metro jail inmate. He has been identified as Ricky Strickland. He reportedly suffered from cancer. He died at a local hospital. According to Mobile County Sheriff's officials, he was treated in the medical ward of Metro Jail for the last few months. Jail warden Trey Oliver released a statement saying, quote, "We became very close to Mr. Strickland over these last couple of months. It is our sincere hope that we made his last days comfortable and that he knew he was surrounded by friends who cared for him." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The Southern Miss Alumni Association invites you to the 20th Annual Gulf Coast Beach Bash, Thursday, July 26, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Biloxi, Mississippi Civic Center. Tickets are $15 at the door and includes dinner. And on Saturday, August 11th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Thad Cochran Center on the USM campus in Hattiesburg. All Southern Miss fans are invited to officially kick off the 2018 Golden Eagle football season. Southern Miss to the top.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples: direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access $14,900, dockable waterfront $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-8439. 8439.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A storm apparently washed a 40-foot sailboat up on the beach at Orange Beach on Monday. The boat owner tells News 5 he just stopped for a pit stop when the Orange Beach police called him.
I come in and I was getting low on supplies, and I just wanted to kick back on the beach for a couple days, and I called my sister-in-law and she come and got me, and I went home.
Owner Richard Durham of Bruton was planning to try to move the boat with a high tide Wednesday. Some improvements on the way for the Mobile Downtown Airport. The FAA has announced a $7 million grant to help pay for airport improvements. Brooklyn's longest runway is being rehabilitated, and the other runway is getting worked on too. Once the work is done, improvements to Brooklyn will go hand in hand with the potential plans to move Mobile Regional Airport out of West Mobile to the Brooklyn Aeroplex. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office needs help finding a man who robbed a Family Dollar store in Lillian. Investigators say the robbery happened last Friday when a man pointed a gun at a worker who tried to stop him. The suspect may be driving a white Chevy truck with a black tailgate, and he may live in Escambia County, Florida. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Yeah, what do you want?
I'd like to get a quote on my homeowner's insurance.
I didn't hear the secret knock.
I did the secret knock.
Of course, it's pretty loud in here. Could you do the secret knock again?
I suppose, but...
On second thought, it's really late, and I don't like giving quotes after hours.
But I learned the secret knock and everything.
Oh, all right.
Okay, here we go.
That's not the secret knock.
You didn't let me finish!
Even I know it's more than two knocks. Maybe three.
Hey, could you come closer to the peephole?
Okay. Oh, what was that for?
That's for not helping me save money on my insurance. Forget it!
Where are you going to get help with your insurance at this hour?
I'm calling Jack Green after hours.
Business, home, or auto. When you need a quote right away, you can reach Jack Green after hours.
No secret knock?
Nope.
After hours, call Jack Green, 767-6550. 767-6550.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Moffitt and 65, they've had the lights in flash mode there all morning. Right now, traffic flow looks good there from Dolphin, also Airport, and Cottage Hill, Government and 65. If you're traveling down from the 65 split range line out towards Theodore Dawes and Grand Bay Wilmer Road, you've got state troopers pretty thick on I-10, so watch your speed. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in only 30 minutes or less. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Yesterday, day three of the SEC Media Days, Nick Saban and three Alabama players represented the Crimson Tide. And as expected, Saban was asked plenty about the current situation at starting quarterback. Will be established starter Jalen Hurts or upcoming sophomore and national championship hero Tua Tagovailoa?
It's still to be determined as to who's going to play quarterback for Alabama. So you can ask all the questions about it, but it's still to be determined. All right.
Angry Nick is the best Nick.
TBD.
To be determined. Saban also gave his thoughts on the SEC and NCAA. He said he likes the new red shirt rule that allows a player to play up to four games in a season while keeping that year of playing eligibility. He said he prefers scheduling home and home series to playing neutral site games, that he would like the SEC to move from an 8-game to 9-game conference schedule, and that Alabama currently has one of the best tenure. Today, the final day of this year's SEC Media Days. The final three teams will get their chance to talk with the media, beginning with the Auburn Tigers and Gus Malzahn at 8 a.m. Derek Mason and the Vanderbilt Commodores are up at 8:45. Then South Carolina starting with head coach Will Muschamp at 10. ESPN's 2018 ESPY Awards aired last night. In my opinion, the most important award that ESPN gives out each year is the Jimmy V. Perseverance Award. They give that to someone who is, in ESPN's words, a deserving member of the sporting world who has overcome great obstacles through perseverance and determination. This year, that award went to former Buffalo Bills quarterback and current Hall of Famer Jim Kelly, who has fought and is still fighting after three occurrences of oral cancer.
So I just urge anybody out there, if you have somebody out there suffering, it doesn't have to be cancer. It could be somebody not having a good day. It could be your mom, your dad. It could be your grandparents. What you say to them and the smile that you have on your face, that can be the difference in them making it the next day.
Right now, the 58-year-old continues to recover from a surgery in March to remove oral cancer that they discovered earlier this year and to reconstruct his upper jaw. Best Male Athlete was awarded to Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin for bringing the Capitals their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. Olympic gold medal winning snowboarder Chloe Kim won Best Female Athlete. The 2017 World Series champion Houston Astros won Best Team. And Baker Mayfield won the Best College Athlete after winning the Heisman Trophy in his senior season with the Oklahoma Sooners. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Chattanooga Lookouts 4-2 last night. It was the first in a 5-game homestand against Chattanooga. Bay Bears will try to get back on the winning track tonight when they take on the Lookouts at the Hank for Thirsty Thursday with the first pitch set for 6:35. And why don't we do this? Go ahead and give away a four family pack of tickets to tonight's game along with the parking pass. Caller number 4 will win those tickets. Philip will take care of you, and you can come by and pick them up at the station. 7:50 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, y'all dial away, 343-0106. The tickets and, like Dalton said, the coveted parking pass.
So important.
Is yours. We're going fishing here in a little bit. Hang out. Captain Bobby's on the way.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 752 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday, right here on the eve of the 85th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. And it's time for the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of Spring Hill on just west of I-65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for your fish-finding technology needs. HMSMarineElectronics.com or on Facebook, HMS Marine Electronics. And the band of the hour, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Good morning.
Can you believe it, dog? Already rodeo weekend? What are you talking about?
I know. It's like this big, for a lot of us, this is a kind of a big benchmark of summer. It's the transition of summer. It's pre-rodeo or post-rodeo, the way we talk about it. And it's finally here. And it's time to go fishing.
It is. And I'll tell you, before we get started, on the subject of the rodeo, I don't know if you guys have, or how many people have looked at what they do with this rodeo now, but man, it is just absolutely phenomenal. It's so much fun to fish now, because you go in and you just got to catch a fish of a certain length, and they're not real big, and you go into drawings for, guess what, a boat.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat those odds, man, if you just by going out and catching a fish. But more importantly, I mean, the guys and the women too, that work so hard on this, it's for a great cause, so I mean, what better way to spend a few dollars and get to go fishing and take a chance of winning something while you're helping a great cause? So get a chance, man. Even if you're planning on just fishing one day, it's well worth the money to jump in the pot.
Absolutely. I mean, I was down there yesterday. We were getting down and setting up the FM Talk 106.5 mobile studios, and it was a hub of activity as everything was being set up. And, of course, the boats were there, the boats from Speckled Trout Jackpot, the overall boat, and all the different big giveaways were rolled onto site. And let's talk about this. If we're going to compete this week, if you're talking to us and we're just sitting there with you by the truck, and I say, okay, Bobby, I want to do better this year. I want to get a fish on the board. What do you tell me?
Well, I'll tell you, if you want to get a fish, and we're talking trout. By the way, don't let's forget, we got to get our little wager for this year on
that's
the trout.
Right.
But
that's
anyway,
right.
I would say right now, with the cycle that we're going to be on, with the winds that we're supposed to have, the traditional places for those big trout are going to probably be where they come from, which are going to be places like the Industrial Canal, the Mobile River, possibly some of the deep stuff around Fort Morgan. But I just think with as warm as it's been, and as much bait in the water with the salinity levels that there are, I just think that would probably be the place I'd go, and I'd concentrate on using some kind of big live bait, in the form of a big croaker, a menhaden, something along that line, because that's what you're going to have to entice that not only entice that big fish to bite, but you're going to have to cut, make sure you're not getting bit by a bunch of 2 and 3 pounders, which are great fish any other time, mm-hmm. but if you're trying to get on the board, that ain't going to do it. That will get you in the drawing, though.
Yes, it will get you in the drawing. And let's talk about this, too. You mentioned deep in all those locations. I mean, is it that you got to go deep? Is that the rule?
I I would say if you're going to try and, you know, win with a big fish, I would concentrate on the deeper. You know, you maybe, if you could fish some shallow stuff real near some deep water first thing in the morning, maybe some light at night and some fairly shallow stuff, you might get lucky. But I just think if you're going to really maximize your quality time trying to catch that big fish, you better be in some deeper water this time of year.
All right, it's time to get ourselves on the record on our annual wager here. And last year was not as big as some years past. I think it was like a 6-pounder, 6.2 was top fish for speckled trout. So
No. Last year was a big 7.
Oh, Jason, that's right. That's
Jason Arabedra won it.
That's right, Arabedra's fish.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm looking
at
it.
He had a nice one. And speaking of that, well, I know where he caught it, but it wasn't deep, so yeah. I could tell you that.
Right there in the mouth.
Anyway. Yeah, he caught it in the mouth in the water.
Yeah.
But,
what do you
anyway,
say? Yeah, I'll let you go first.
You want me to go first? Because yes. I believe I won last year.
Yeah, you did win. You did win the weight. And we're going to, hold on, let me get my pen here. We're going to jot this down. All right, so you're, and we're talking overall, right? We're talking overall.
Overall
right. Speckled trout winning weight is what?
7.87.
All right, I'll go ahead and go on record. And the weather is going to turn by the second half of the weekend, but I'm going to go high. I'd always go low, but I'm going to go high, 8.1.
Woo, I hear you, dog. I hear you. Going big.
That's right. So that's we will resolve this coming up next week. Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fisher Report. Thank you, man. We'll be seeing you at the rodeo site and coming right back. More of Mobile Mornings.